Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on St. Scholastica in their first bridge battle of the 2019-20 campaign. I now have the pleasure of being joined by the reigning UMAC Player of the Week, Vid Milinkovic, the senior from Switzerland by way of Serbia. Thank you for joining me, Vid, with the halftime player interview. You know, I feel like I've been cheated, sort of, because we didn't get a chance to talk to you last year with that knee injury. We talked to you the year before. But it's great to have you back. I think everybody is just so thrilled to have you back in a Yellow Jacket uniform for your senior year. And with that being said, seems like you guys are coming together pretty well right now, sitting at 4-4 and 2-0 in the league. Must be gratifying to see the work that you put in is starting to pay off here a little bit.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being back. I'm very grateful and honored to put this jersey on again. And, yeah, I mean, it's a very great start. 2-0 since, what was it, 1997?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, we got guys that are not even born by then. So, yeah, very, very great start in conference, but far from satisfied. This is just the beginning, and we're excited for tonight.
It's a game, you know, that has, of course, built up a bit of a rivalry, as everyone knows in the past. But going to this season is kind of looking at it as a larger picture and a bigger picture kind of sense. You know, I know, like I said, it's kind of one of those things where you come back from an injury to see how it felt. It seemed like, though, you didn't suffer too many ill effects at the beginning of the year. It seemed like you came in ready to go pretty much from the start.
Yeah, there's no fear or anything. So I'm just, I mean, what's the point to play with fear or being afraid of getting injured again? I want to give 100% and we'll go from there. So I'm just grateful that I can play again, that I'm healthy, and how I perform and everything else is just extra. So
one of the things I also talked about with Coach Polkowski when we talked in the pregame interview tonight was the fact that you guys have played a really challenging schedule. You know, you played a Division II for an exhibition game, and then you played three WIAC schools, Nebraska Wesleyan, which is a top 10 team, Marion, who's been coming on a little bit as well as of late. So you guys have really challenged yourselves in the non-conference, and it seems like all that hard work is beginning to kind of come to fruition here for you guys as the season moves on.
Yeah, you know, Polkowski is going to, he's always going to test us, trying to make it extra tough on us. In my opinion, we did okay. But we could have done better. But that's in the past now, and we look forward to just conference and finish very strong there.
What do you think the biggest key has been you guys start at 2-0 in the league? It seems like you guys are coming together very well. The balance is starting to come together a little bit. Guys are starting to get more points. But it seems like the team's chemistry has come along. Do you agree, or what do you think has been the biggest key here so far for this 2-0 start?
Yeah, we're playing together as a team. And we really fight and we really defend. I think that has been a big change over the years, that we really just prioritize defense. And then offense, it's just moving the ball, finding the right mismatches or opportunities to score. And it's fun to play with the guys. I think the whole team, we all like each other, and there's no real team chemistry issues. So it's just been a blessing.
And now turning this game against St. Scholastica, we kind of alluded to it when we started talking. Bridge battle, obviously an established rivalry with them for obvious reasons geographically. You also know some of these guys off the court, I know a little bit. Some of the guys even maybe play with them in the summer. So it's a familiarity thing. There's no lack of familiarity, I should say, between these two sides. They're coming off a game where they scored a lot of points, 120 points. So you guys have your hands full, but what else are you expecting from the Saints tonight?
Well, I respect them a lot. I know they will be playing fast. They will play hard, and they're tough. I respect them a lot, like I said. And but we're focused on us. If we can play like we play, we should be fine.
All right, Vid. Well, thanks for your time. It's great to have you back, and continued success here in your senior campaign.
Thank you. Appreciate it a lot.
That was the Yellow Jacket senior forward, Vid Milinkovic. I'll be right back with more halftime programming on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.